Well, it's definitely feeling more like summer across our area today. Not in terms of temperature, it's not hot by any means, but that of course is going to change, as you are well aware. Dew points are way up though, and that's the big story today, on top of the rain and thunder that we've had across our area. Some were woken up quite early by some stormy weather coming through during the overnight hours into the pre-dawn. So a little bit of a natural alarm clock, as it were, for some of us early this morning. And we have some more storms across our area this afternoon. And with the dew point temperatures up close to 70, that means the air is very humid, that there's a lot of moisture. And so any of these storms are going to have the potential to produce some heavy downpours as they come through during the late afternoon and early evening hours. So be aware that there may be some localized flooding. There may be some large puddles on the roads as you try to drive around over the next couple of hours. And a couple of these storms could end up being possibly strong or severe, meaning that there is potential that some of the storms may produce some damaging wind gusts as well. Of course, the other thing we have to be aware of is every thunderstorm has lightning. Lightning, of course, is very dangerous. So anytime a storm threatens your area, you want to make sure that you are in a safe place until that storm does pass. Any indication of threatening weather is your signal that it's time to move to a safe location. So storms and spots are likely over the late afternoon into early evening. The good news is it's all going to clear out of here pretty quickly. So once we get to dinner time, or maybe just a bit after, we'll see any of these storms come to an end. And then we're going to clear out tonight. But with all of this leftover moisture from the rain, some fog is going to form, and that fog could be locally dense tonight into tomorrow morning. Temperatures tonight will be largely in the 60s. We'll feel the humidity levels drop off just a bit as we go through the night. Then we focus on the hot weather settling in for not just tomorrow, not just the weekend, but right into early next week. Temperatures tomorrow should be up into the 80s. A few spots may touch the 90-degree mark. We'll also have moderate levels of humidity, so that'll make it feel even warmer. Then it gets even warmer on Saturday, upper 80s to low 90s. The heat index, or the feels-like temperature, when you combine the heat and humidity, will be up around 100. It looks like the hottest days will be Sunday and Monday. Both days will have heat index values over 100 degrees. So certainly get ready for the heat. Plan ahead because it's coming. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any showers and storms will end, clearing with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot, and muggy, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with highs in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, any showers and storms will end, clearing with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any showers and storms will end, clearing with areas of fog, low in the low to mid 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight any showers and storms will end, clearing with areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s, heat index near 100. Even hotter on Sunday, hazy and humid, with highs in the 90s, the heat index will be over 100 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.